Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo. Well, Paul Ramo is off at the Target Center to cover state dance for us again a little later, but we do have Dick Newman in the studio today. How you doing, Dick?
I'm doing just fine, Maynard, and thank you for running the board this morning, helping us out. And you mentioned the dance line. Well, congratulations once again. It goes to Lacaparle Dawson Boyd Shadows as they repeat a two-peat on the Jazz yesterday. They were champions in Class A. Holy Family Catholic Academy was second, and Frazee was third, and I think YME was fourth.
Yeah, they're in there somewhere anyway.
Yeah, but, yep. In the top six anyway. Yep. So a sister's act there with Lisa and her sister at YME, and a third sister at McRae. So three sisters running fine programs, and our section by far is the strongest in the state.
That it is. So, congratulations to the Shadows.
For sure.
And hopefully
Paul
they'll
be on periodically.
Yeah, he's going to come on a little after 11 o'clock this morning, do some interviews, talk about what's coming up. Then we're going to get you going with wrestling at about 12:30, and then Paul tells me about 1:15 they'll probably be announcing the top six, so we'll take a quick break, announce those, then we'll get back to you for wrestling. Then when you're done with wrestling, Paul Ramo will be back on with state dance today. So
busy Saturday.
Busy day. But it'll be a lot of good stuff on the radio today.
Counting down to, you know, state tournament for dance line, section tournament for wrestling.
Yep.
Girls start next week, and boys the week after. And
busy time of year.
It is. And speaking of the girls, John Nolte's in the studio. A couple games to talk about, John.
Yeah, we had two games this week, both of them away. And so on Tuesday, we traveled to KMS. And then last night, we traveled to RCW to play. So, a good week of basketball. Our second two-game week, so hopefully we get a little chance to recover here, and then a week from today, we end up our playoff run begins.
Wow.
So a week from today, we're playing in Monty on the Super Saturday already, and I know we were talking before the show about, you know, it's amazing. You look at the season, and it just goes by in the blink of an eye. You know, when you're working hard, time seems to go by faster, and you know, it's sad that it's the end of our season already for our seniors, and now we just hope to keep them playing with a good playoff push.
So. That's for sure, and winter sports are the longest in the adverse weather conditions sometimes, and you know, you get games that are scheduled that are postponed that you sometimes get four, maybe even five games in a week. I don't think it happened this year, but I think you maybe had four games once or so. But anyways, and sometimes you need a practice and you can't do it because you got a game, makeup games. But all in all, it's been a good run for you, and I think you split this week.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Okay.
And so on Tuesday, we went to KMS, and it was a game where if we won, we would have secured total outright control of second place in the North, and unfortunately, that just didn't happen for us. And you know, kudos to KMS; they're just an outstanding defensive team, and at times I think they kind of frustrated us. And I think looking back at the game, there would be some strategy things I would have done differently. But all in all, they played really well. They got a outstanding player in Madison Rohner, who scored her 1,000th point against us as well.
Good.
So congratulations to her. But just a game that, just didn't go our way. Sometimes that's going to happen. We can get to some statistics from the game here.
Sure.
We had 10 points from Macy Lund. She led us in scoring. She added three rebounds, two assists, and three steals. We had 9 points from Taylor Shellstead, who added four rebounds, two assists, and three steals. We had 7 points from Cameron Lee. All on free throws, by the way. She also added six rebounds for us and an assist and a pair of blocks. We got 6 points from Addie Bond, who also added a rebound and a steal. And we got 6 points from Alex Stitt, who added three rebounds, one assist, and two steals. And then we got 3 points from Sydney Gertis, who added one rebound, four assists, and two steals. 2 points from Callie Soulier. and a steal for her as well. And then Cassidy Olson, although she didn't score, she had three rebounds for us, and I thought she did a really good job of playing some solid defense on Rohner as well. So, yeah, again, just unfortunately, you know, we didn't play our best, and so you don't end up with a win in those kinds of games.
B squad?
Yeah, B squad won. I can't remember what their final score was, but yeah, they won, and we can. Well, I'll just jump right into RCW. They also won last night, so they end up with an undefeated season for them. So congratulations to the B squad. It's been really fun watching them grow and watching them compete, and you know, they're a group of gals that they always play hard. And because of that, they're very fun to watch, and we're excited to see how they grow this summer coming into next year. So
yeah, and here in 2-3 weeks or whatever, you're going to salute the seniors that are going out, but you got some pretty good people that are going to fill their shoes.
Yeah, I think top to bottom, we just have a very talented group of athletes, and you know, we hope that helps breed some success in the short term and the long term. And you know, I think that also is due to their commitment. A lot of them have been around in the summer, and a lot of them work on their game outside of just our practices. And that pays off, especially in the game of basketball. It's a skill game, and you got to have some skills. And the only way to develop those is to work on them on your own.
That's right. And then let's go to last night.
Yeah. So last night we headed to RCW to face, you know, RCW team that's definitely improving. They have a fantastic senior. I don't know if you want to call her a poster or what, but she's 6 foot, but plays kind of everywhere. Handles the ball for them. Plays inside defensively. Will post up as well. And Lauren Wolf. And you know, we threw a couple different girls at her, starting with Addie Bond, and then Taylor Shellstead, and then Sydney Gertis too. And I thought all three of them did a fantastic job of really making her have to work very hard all night. And because of that, we were able to limit her to 9 points. You know, last night's game is one where you know, our defense was really good, and anytime our defense is good, we play good. You know, we struggled a little bit to get rolling right out of the gate, but once we got a score, then we were able to add some pressure to the game, and that really increased the pace of our game, pace of the game, which played into our favor. So, yeah, it was fun to see us play like that, and to use our athleticism to our advantage. So, yeah, good win overall last night. Unfortunately, I don't have any statistics beyond our scoring in the game. But we were led in scoring from Taylor Shellstead, who scored 13 points for us. Macy Lund added 11 points for us, including three threes. And then Cameron Lee added 7 points for us. Sydney Gertis added 6 points for us. Cassidy Olson added 5 points for us. Alex Stitt added 5 points for us. And Addie Bond added 2 points for us. And then even though Callie Soulier didn't show up in the scoring column for us, she added a lot to our games. Really, really fought after getting some rebounds last night. And again, just played some great defense on their other six-footer and slowed her down too. So
good. B squad?
Yeah, so B squad won. Yeah, so they're they had an undefeated season, and they came out guns a-blazing and kind of put the game away pretty quick yesterday.
Okay. So well, as we mentioned prior to going on, that completes your season.
Uh-huh.
It goes by fast, but you had your seeding meeting, so let's go through the seeds then.
Yeah. So we are we earned the 3 seed. So in 3A, Mineota is the 1 seed, Lakeview is the 2, we're the 3, YME is the 4 seed, and then Cambie is the 5. Wabasso is the 6, so that's who we will play. And then the 7 seed is RTR, the 8 seed is McRae, and the 9 is Dawson.
So you get a week of practice before Super Saturday next week in Montevideo.
Yep, and we're going to take Monday off, actually, and that's the night of the conference championship.
Okay.
Mineota and CMCS will be playing each other in Mineota. Okay. But then, yep, so then in a week on Saturday, we'll be playing in Montevideo. Our game starts at 4 o'clock. It's the last one of the Super Saturday. But, you know, I think our section has some very competitive teams. Obviously, Mineota is the team to beat. They've been, you know, state-ranked all year. Really haven't played much for close games besides one in Goodhue, and I'm pretty sure that they were a little banged up in that game too. So, they're the team to beat right now, and that's who everybody's chasing. And the thing is, you got to get to the game with them. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of basketball is anyone can win on any given night.
Sure.
So we're hoping to be able to get a chance to play them, and I think that we have a chance to beat them. So
to get to the finals of the subsection, it's Saturday, and then when would the other games be?
Yep, so if we win on Saturday, we turn around and play on Monday, and that game would be in Marshall, and then that would be the subsection semifinal, and then the subsection final would be on Friday of that week.
Okay.
Yep, so. And then the section final is a week following that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
From the teams on the south, and who's tough down below?
Hills Beaver Creek right now is looking very, very strong.
Okay.
I have not seen a lot of what they do. I know last year they had a really big post player inside that, from what I've been hearing, has been making a really big difference for them.
Okay.
I know they graduated a really outstanding forward last year, but I think they also have another guard who can really play. Southwest Christian is going to also be very good. They had an all-state player in Jaslyn Prinz last year, and I can't remember which of the Neerham girls is their post player, but she's been having a pretty good year as well.
Okay.
So they're going to be another strong team coming out of the south.
Once again, the Section 3AA is pretty strong when they get down the state tournament as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
you're in with good teams.
Yeah, well, you want to be. I think it's always fun to be playing good competition. So.
All right, thanks for the report. I guess we won't be talking to you next week because you don't play until next Saturday afternoon.
Correct.
So,
yep.
But we'll certainly highlight and get people over to Montevideo to watch you play.
Okay, thank
John
you.
John Nolte on girls basketball. We'll take this break, and we interviewed Barry Bessonen on boys basketball. He's down in the cities watching Dance Line, and we'll play that interview next.
Ag Processing is proud of the positive impact that they have on our area. AGP provides a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. Supplies soybean meal to hundreds of businesses and the poultry and livestock producers they serve. Supplies feed to over 2,000 private and cooperative dealers and their livestock producer customers in the United States and Canada. Being the third largest soy oil refiner, it easily could be that every person in the USA consumes some AGP soy oil each year. AGP Ag Processing Incorporated. Turn your ordinary floors into something extraordinary with luxury vinyl flooring from T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson. Luxury vinyl flooring combines the beauty of natural wood or stone with the durability of vinyl. Because it stands up to moisture, it's a natural fit for your kitchen, bathroom, or laundry room. Free measurements, estimates, and samples available. Stop by T&D Barnwood Rustics, located on Highway 212 in Dawson. Check them out online at barnwoodrustics.com or like them on Facebook.
When the temperature bottoms out, filling with Cenex Premium Diesel can protect your bottom line. Cenex Wintermaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn and has a cold weather operability of 30 below, with a cold filter plugging point of 55 below. That'll send a chill down winter's spine. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Well, welcome back to the Culture Show. We're going to turn our attention to boys basketball. Busy week for you, Barry, and you're down in the cities for Dance Line. So, gosh, you drove all the way up to Barrett, Minnesota last night on a bus and came back, and then you headed down to the cities. So you probably didn't get a whole lot of shut-eye, but exciting time for you and your family in the Shadows as they won the Jazz yesterday, and big competition in the high kick today. Congratulations, Dad.
Yeah, thank you, and then congratulations to the Jazz team as well. Well done for them and Sarah and the coaches. Pretty amazing accomplishment.
Oh, gosh.
Hoping that now we can get the kick team to follow suit and go back-to-back twice, which would be pretty impressive. So
for sure, and they've had a target on their back all year long. No, they're a target. Well, four games to talk about. We'll turn the calendar back last Saturday with Hancock. So you played two conference games and two non-conference games this week. So fire away there, Eric.
Yeah. Yeah, Hancock game was our third game in three nights, and we just, you know, Hancock's a very good team, and we just basically ran out of gas. We kept it tight. First half was 31-30. We were down one, and then they got out to about a 9-point lead in the second half, and we rallied back. We couldn't get the lead. We tied it. We had a tie game with, I'd say, a minute to go. They went down and scored with 50 seconds to go, took the lead. We threw away the inbound pass, and then they got a layup and a couple free throws, ended up 60-54. So, you know, it was just a thing where you just saw fatigue. You know, three games in three nights is pretty daunting, especially in the first two are on the road and coming off a, you know, a tough loss the night before. And I think it just, you could see it in their faces that they were a tired bunch. But for us, we had Maverick Khan at 23 points, had a nice night, 10 for 15 shooting the ball. Austin Bond at 13. Tucker Drugsma at 6. Mason Clark at 6. Let's see, we had Evan Hagelin at 2, Carter Amlin at 2, and I think that was about it for us. We didn't really get a lot of depth in scoring that night, and like I said, there's a lot of fatigue, and you know, we stayed in the game, we battled and had a chance, we just couldn't get over the hump, and that's kind of the way it goes sometimes, so. So we moved on then. We went over to Wyoming on Tuesday for our final South Division game. And it was a game where first 3 minutes we were a little sluggish and came out of it and went on a big run. Went to a press at him, turned him over a number of times and got out early and often and ended up on a 52-19 halftime lead. And just a lot of layups, a lot of easy shots. You know, and of course, the 3-point shot to supplement it for us as we pulled away in that one. And second half then was basically, you know, we subbed a lot second half. Starters were out of the game, you know, especially Maverick and Austin were out of the game probably with 11, 12 minutes to go to the game and didn't go back. Okay. Didn't need to. It was over a 40-point margin at that point. So, statistically for us, Maverick Khan at 20 points, nice night, efficient night, you know, three dunks in there, gave everyone something to watch there. Austin Bond at 14, did most of the damage in the first half. Again, those two didn't really play much the second half. Evan Hagelin at 12, Sherman, a really nice night, 9 points, making his first start. Ryder Drugsma at 6 off the bench. Hunter Khan at 4. Mason Clark had a basket. And Tucker Drugsma had a basket to round out our scoring in that one. And so it was good to get that one, finish our South Division. We went 6-0 in the South Division this year, which was a pretty good thing. I don't think we've ever done that before.
Right.
Thursday night we had Kansas at home. Again, got up early. Turned them over quite a bit early, got a nice lead in the first half, were able to score, you know, again, a lot of easy baskets. We got up 50-30 at halftime. And second half, we kind of sputtered a little bit on offense, but we had enough of a cushion that it was okay for us. We ended up winning 72-60.
And that was KMS, right?
That was KMS. Okay. That was at home on Thursday night, okay. Yes. So 72-60, so it was a good win for us. Recently, so okay. I've been having a good stretch. For us scoring, we had Austin Bond 24 points, 9-15, Avicon 22 points. He was 8-13. Evan Hagelin at 17. I think he was 6-8 shooting the ball. Landon Sherman at 5. Hunter Khan at 2, and Tucker Drugsma at 2 for us to round out our scoring there. So. That put us at 11-4 in the conference. Right now, well, we can't win the conference. We're one game out of second place with one conference game to go. And if we could win that, if McCray could lose that, we could end up in a tie for second in the conference. With you know, right now we're 11-4. I think last year we won it at 10-6. This year, if we win and go 12-4, we'd be second or third place. So it's a big change in the conference this year.
Tough conference.
tough conference and tough direction. We right. didn't round out the week. Last night we went to West Central and state-ranked team. They had two losses on the year. I think the two teams they lost to have lost each lost one game. Henning, who was a state champion in Class A last year, and Osakis, who was ranked in 2A. And both of those games were, you know, single digit, 5 and 6 point games. So it was a big, long, athletic team that can shoot. It was a good game. It was a competitive half. They went on a little run to end the first half. They went up 40-27. They got going at the end of the first half. Second half, we cut it back down to 7 right out of the gate. They got it out to about 15. We got it right back down to 6. It was a 6 point game with 6 minutes to go, and we thought we had a steal, but the ball got away. And they promptly hit a 3. We went down, missed a shot. They hit another 3 and then came back and hit a 3rd 3 in a matter of seconds. Went from 6 to 15, which they can do. And you kind of played it out from there the last 4 or 5 minutes. A wild game in that they hit 17 3-point shots and we made 14.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was a 3-point barrage. They had a zone. We couldn't really get it inside very well. They had a zone that they extended out very well. But we shot the ball well from the perimeter. Scoring was Austin Bond at 18 points. He hit 5 threes. Evan Hanglin at 17 points. He hit 5 threes. Maverick Kahn at 17 points. He was the one who was able to get something going inside. Mason Clark hit a couple threes for 6 points. And Caden Alpress hit a 3 for 3 points. Basically, they went on one big run and a couple smaller runs, and that was kind of the difference in the game. They out-rebounded us pretty significantly. But otherwise, everything else, turnovers was even, free throws. Neither team shot a lot of free throws. It was a pretty cleanly played game. It was kind of called like a playoff game. Okay. So, you know, they let them play a little bit. Yeah. But it was still from that standpoint, it was a good prep for the postseason. And playing a team like that is a good prep because sure. If you want to get anywhere, you're going to have to go through teams like that. And then again, they're an excellent team. And it would be interesting to see how their section plays out because I think they could be on a collision course with Henning for, you know, in the section finals for a trip to the state tournament.
Okay. B squad, C squad on the week?
B squad 2-2, C squad 1-1.
Okay.
Or actually 2-1, sorry. C squad is 2-1.
Okay. Next week.
Next week, we finish up the regular season. Tuesday, we are at home for senior night with Frenville County West. I think it's a chilly feed that night, too. So
okay.
Good night. If you want to get your chili going, you can come out for that. And, of course, that's the final home game in Lawn and our seniors. And then Thursday night, we're seeding Wednesday, and then Thursday night, we go to Benson.
Yeah, and then seeding, you mentioned on Wednesday, and that's going to be kind of close to it, not only a conference race, but a subsection race as well, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because you could basically beat each other. And the top 7 teams could all.
Sure.
Anybody could knock anybody off. So well, it's it.
Section. Who peaks at the right time, huh?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thanks, Barry, for the chat this morning. Best of luck on Tuesday and Thursday, and we'll find out the results about those two games and also the section seating, and things are winding down there for you.
Yes.
And good luck to the Shadows today as well. So
yes,
cheer
them
on, Barry. So, yes. Okay, Barry Bessenden on boys basketball. We'll take this break and have more of the Coaches Show after this.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Warren Trigestead, at 320-894-1576.
Lund Implement Company in Madison, Minnesota has a lineup of proven Bobcat equipment helping you power through the most challenging jobs and toughest projects to get more done on the farm or at the construction site every day. Stop in and see the latest in compact track loaders, skid steer loaders, excavators, and the utility toolcat from the leader in compact equipment. Our dedicated staff of factory-trained technicians are here to provide the regular service that keeps your equipment running strong. Lund Implement Company is proud to be your authorized Bobcat dealer since 1966. Visit us at Highway 75 North or call 1-800-598-3155. And Lund Implement Company would like to take this opportunity to salute all our area pork producers during Pork Week. Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods right downtown Dawson, Minnesota is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Welcome back to the Culture Show. We're going to turn our attention now to wrestling, and this is done via the tape recorder because here in a couple hours you're going to be in action again down in Marshall, Ross.
Yes, we are. We're going to take on the number 3 ranked team in the state in Fairmont Martin County West.
Well, to be the best, you got to beat the best, I guess, or wrestle the best. So, yeah,
that's right.
And it's a thrill and an honor to be in the Final Four, isn't it?
It is. It's been a few years, and we've got this young bunch there, and hopefully we can give them a little bit of a scare.
Okay. Well, Thursday night you win against Mahaka for the third time in 9 days, and it's tough to beat a team 3 times, and it was back and forth there, pretty exciting there. I think the lead changed about 4 or 5 times, and it went right down to heavyweight, and you did it again. You beat them.
Yeah, they've got a nice young team. They had a few kids out the first 2 times we wrestled
right.
them, and they had everybody in the lineup last night. We started out with Dan Gunlickson at 106. He won a 4-2 decision over Tyce Anderson at 113. Dallas Walton won a 4-2 decision over Xander Kloss, and he turned that match around on Xander. Xander beat him the week prior to that.
Yeah, in overtime. So
they're
pretty equal abilities.
Yes, they are. At 120, Caden Rose. Decision, Tyler Schickendance, 10-6. At 126, Ethan Labreja of Morris Area Hancock pinned Landon Noshua at the 503 mark. At 132, Davin Rose pinned Soren Nelson at the 102 mark. At 138, Dane Mortensen pinned Dylan Rose at the 344 mark. At 145, Salvin Hernandez got into the lineup and got a big fall over Dane Schroeder of Morris Area at the 504 mark. At 152, Trev Johnson was 4-2, and that was his 150th win.
Wow.
He's only a junior, so he's accomplished a lot already. At 160, Avery Whitnable over Noah Amundsen, 4-2. At 170, Leighton Whitnable over Hunter Gibson, 4-2. At 182, Dalton Rose of Morris Area over Eli Lowry by fall in 14 seconds. At 195, Tristan Rath of Morris Area over Quentin Garcia by fall at 2:43. At 220, Ross Kolinsky pinned Dylan Nelson 4:29, and that one went overtime up in the conference.
Right, yeah.
And Ross came away with a win there as well. And at heavyweight, Trey Tykert pinned Maddox Erickson at 2:23 to make the final team score. United 39, Morris Area Hancock 30.
Well, that puts you into today's action, and also it means a lot for next week for seeding purposes for the individual part. And
it
came
does.
Out pretty good there.
Yes, yeah, it does. It goes down to the last. If you wrestle two times, it's usually the last event that they look at, I guess.
Okay.
So,
okay.
As far as the tiebreaker.
If I may, I'd like to go through the other scores in the Section 3 AA tournament. In
sure.
Marshall, the Pigtail, New London Spicer beat Redwood Valley 53-21, and then they got beat by the number one seed on the north, Marshall, 45-31. And, of course, your 39-30 victory over Mahaka. Down south, there were just four teams. Fairmont, you knew going in 1 and 2, Fairmont and Worthington were going to win, but you didn't know what the score would be. Worthington defeated New Ulm pretty close, 39-36, and then Fairmont shut out Laverne 81-0. So that sets up today United against Fairmont and Worthington against Marshall, and that'll be held at the university of Southwest in Marshall, in the old gym, I guess, in the auxiliary gym. There's a basketball going on in the big gym. So come on down. Starts at 12:30. So I guess any individual victory is great for the team today for United against Fairmont.
Yes, that would be, Dick. We told the kids that on paper they should run over us, but we're gonna bring our A game and
yep.
Hopefully fight. So
Fairmont has lost two times, one to the number two ranked team in AA in the state, that's Cass and Manorville, 38-25, and then they lost to the number two, well, the number one in AAA, Shakopee, 43-19, and then I think last week they wrestled Marshall, who on paper they are to wrestle this afternoon. I guess time will tell, but they beat them last week by the score of 45-19. So they're probably and Marshall is the defending section champ, so that has something to do with matches too today.
It does, and like you said, Fairmont. They're the real deal. The last 2 years we've had runner-up in our class in the state tournament in Marshall and Fairmont.
Right.
Both, so.
Yep. So, yep. Speaks highly for our area. So, well, best of luck today, and then next week, next Saturday, down in Laverne is the individual part.
Yeah, and that should be exciting as well. A lot of good kids.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that on the Culture Show next week. We'll have to tape it, but of course, but we'll have the seedings out, and we can talk about the chances of getting some United wrestlers in the state tournament.
That sounds like a win.
That's Ross Jurgensen on wrestling. We'll take this break and have more of the Culture Show after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years. 9:39, Coach's Show rolls on here with Dick Newman and yours truly, Maynard Meyer, filling in here at the controls today. How you doing, Dick? You still with us here?
I am, and
okay.
It was
we had recorded a couple of those. We were kind of dozing, just taking
right.
a nap here, but
yeah.
now we have to work again.
Now we
yeah.
have to work. And, it was a good culture show. Two of the three on tape and one live. So, yeah. And once again, the Jazz team, state champs for the second year in a row. Holy Family Catholic Academy was in second place, Frazee in third, and Yellow Medicine East was in the top six. Paul Ramo will be on somewhere around 11:15 or so, quickly talking about the dance line, the high kick, and then Danny Lee and myself will be in Marshall for the final four in Section 3 AA dual meet action at 12:30. Team United going against third ranked in the state, Fairmont, Martin County West. Worthington going against number five ranked team, Marshall, and defending Section 3 double A champs from last year, Marshall. So four pretty good teams there. I think Marshall and Fairmont are favored to win, but you never know. That's why you play the game. So just a lot of activity this afternoon. As we're announcing the wrestling, we'll probably cut into Paul. We'll have the announcement of the final six and high kick. Hopefully the Shadows can be in that top six, and then we'll go back to wrestling and finish out when Paul goes into the final wrap-up of the high kick. So best of luck to Team United today in wrestling, and best of luck to the Lacaparl Dawson Boyd Shadows with the high kick competition, trying to get a double victory in once again this year in Dance Lane, and packed crowd at the Target Center in Minneapolis. It's really become a very popular activity and well attended. So, well, that about wraps it up here. I got a couple jokes here. One from Danny Lee told me, you know, as we're driving to these various places to announce wrestling matches, we tell each other a lot of stories and things like
sure.
that.
That'd be interesting to be a mouse in the corner in that car.
Yeah. And Danny told me a good one, so I got to give him credit for this. This woman walks into the doctor's office, and when she gets in with the doctor, he says, why are you here? And she says, everything I touch hurts. I touch my head, and it hurts, and I touch my knee and it hurts, and I touch my nose, it hurts, I touch my shoulder, it hurts, I touch my feet and it hurts, I hurt all over my body.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and he says, well, I think I got to figure it out. And she says, what's wrong? And she says, and the doctor says, I think you have a broken finger.
Oh.
Yeah. And then we had John Nolte on.
Yeah, he gave us one here.
With the girls' basketball report, and he says he tries to have a kind of a joke to start practice every day, but the other day Sidney Gurdis beat him to it and said, how do you cook a panda? Yeah,
duh, in a pan. Duh.
Yeah.
Okay, get that one right. Okay.
Yeah. So, all right, Sidney, if you're listening, your sick joke made the culture show.
That's right. All right.
That wraps it up for another week here in Eagle Country. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. Keep that dial tuned to Q92 throughout the afternoon for wrestling and state dance line results.